Debates on the left. The mass left student movement, in particular, was given a boost by the Tet Offensive. However, some of the leaders of this movement drew entirely the wrong conclusions from the experience of the guerrillas in Vietnam, and how this could be applied to the struggles of workers and youth in the industrialized countries. In effect, they had totally discounted the fighting capacity, the revolutionary potential, of the working class in Europe, the USA and Japan, in the metropolitan centers of world capitalism. They were therefore unprepared for the earth-shaking events which were about to take place in Europe, where the role of the working class would be dramatically underlined. Militant, predecessor of the Socialist Party, gave support to the struggles in the colonial world, including guerrilla movements. At the same time, we emphasize the role of the working class as the main agency for socialist change. We argued these points, for example, at a meeting in Caxton Hall, London, in April 1968 organized by the United Secretariat of the Fourth International, USFI. Just a few months after Tet, 10 million workers in France came out in the greatest general strike in history and occupied the factories for almost a month. Ho Chi Minh's regime was modeled on that of Stalinism, element of a planned economy, but with state power and political control exercised by a bureaucratic elite through the Communist Party. We opposed Stalinist totalitarianism, and called for workers' democracy. To clearly recognize the political character of North Vietnam did not in any way diminish the effect of campaigning for the victory of the Vietnamese Revolution, and specifically around the slogan, "Withdraw all US troops, let the Vietnamese decide." The Vietnamese Revolution, we said, would be enormously progressive when it finally evicted the US from the country. Isolated to one country, however, and a largely economically underdeveloped one at that, the political character of this regime could not be socialist, but would have many of the aspects of the regimes of Eastern Europe and the Soviet Union. The task of Marxists at all times is to seek to raise the overall level of understanding of the working class, and this involves calling things by their right name. It is entirely wrong to dignify regimes which are a caricature of socialism, which by its nature is democratic and liberating, with false labels,